There will be families in Donegal and Mayo today who are following this debate about this Recovery and Resilience Fund, and they would have listened to ministers in recent days talk about retrofitting, talking about the need to build more houses. And they'll ask the question, how on earth could we have ended up with a scheme, the defective concrete blocks grant scheme for people in Donegal and Mayo, that doesn't provide, when your house is demolished, for windows to be replaced, for energy efficient building practices to be funded within that? Never mind the fact that it isn't fully funded, that the actual contribution for an average house that has to be demolished will not be 10%, will be 30%. What does that mean in real terms? Over €100,000. A second mortgage. In the case of people who worked all their life in their later years, they have no chance of getting the matching funding to make their home safe. So their homes are crumbling around them. And Minister, as the Minister for Public Expenditure, I'm appealing to you today to work hand in hand with your Cabinet colleague, Charlie McConlogue, with the Minister for Housing, Dara O'Brien, and with the Taoiseach, all who are Fianna Fáil ministers and the Taoiseach, to do what's right by the people of Donegal and Mayo. Can you imagine right now, if you, as we stand right now, you understand that this scheme will continue to be in place unless the government clarifies this in the next number of days, and you're listening to a commitment from government submitted to the European Commission and our European colleagues that talks about retrofitting, that talks about carbon tax, that talks about all of those standards, while you allow a scheme that doesn't help families to rebuild their homes to any of those standards, that expects them to use the windows from their homes that could be over 20, 30 years old. This is an outrageous, offensive scheme, Minister. And it is an insult to all of the people politically in Donegal who worked with the Mica Action Group to deliver a scheme that could give people hope they could rebuild their lives. People thought they could have actually had a 90% scheme, which was unjust in the first place, and the banks would play a role. Myself and Deputy Pearce Doherty have written to the Minister for Finance. We've written to the Central Bank repeatedly. I raised it in this chamber with the Minister for Finance. He said he didn't know what I was talking about. He couldn't understand why banks would play a role. These are the banks who have assets worth nothing right now that will be restored to full market value. They were nowhere to be seen. It's time to move on now. Your scheme, the banks have failed our people in Donegal and Mayo. So Minister, I take this opportunity, face to face with yourself, to say to you, you need to bring in a 100% fully funded scheme, like the pyrite remediation scheme for the families in Dublin and North Leinster, who rightly were given full security to rebuild their lives. That's what we're asking for. That decision will rest on your desk to sign off on. And I'm asking you to do it urgently, urgently here today.